And so that's why we have all these egg beaters and egg white omelets and all this, you know, anti-fat stuff and low-fat this. Even in a bottle of water, they put these, there's supposed to be a bottle of water up here. I don't see it. Oh, there. Okay. They have these little grids on here. They tell you how much cholesterol is in your water. Now, if there's cholesterol on here, you can see it floating on top. Grandma who can't read could figure that out, right? Okay, now, and if you can't get your blood cholesterol down below 200 with exercise and diet, they give you these cholesterol-lowering drugs. There's 12 companies that make statin drugs lower cholesterol. Each one of them, every month, make $2 billion to $5 billion in profit per month because everybody's so paranoid about their cholesterol, which causes no disease. With all that, that same 10-year period, we dropped to 24th. The recipe sucks, ladies and gentlemen, as my grandkids would say. You wouldn't tolerate that in any other industry. 5 years later now, 2005, Newsweek magazine was the only news agency that picked it up because the World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control, did it again, but everybody's bored with it, so Newsweek was the only one that picked it up, and this is for the entire summer. It was a special issue, June, July, and August of 2005, 5 years later. America has built the world's highest tech medical system, which is probably true, yet America, the nation, now ranks 46th in life expectancy, behind Japan, Singapore, Canada, virtually all of Europe, and Scandinavia. So in 15 years, following the doctor's recipe, we drop in longevity from 17th to 46th. Wow. Wrong direction. You wouldn't tolerate. You'd be, if any other industry were to do that to you, you'd be picketing. You'd be boycotting them, wouldn't you? Taking trillions of dollars a year and taking you from 17th to 46th. Well, we're 60th now. 60th, 6-0. T-H. Okay, this came out February 2007, almost 5 years ago now. The data that came out, and this was a full-page article in the USA Today, so I had to cut it up a little bit to get it on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. The data came from the Journal of the American Medical Association, the most prestigious medical journal certainly in America. You've got to respect them for their, at least, credibility amongst the medical doctors. The Center for Disease Control, again, out of Atlanta. Patient, protect thyself. Well, there's a warning. What they said was this. Remember, all the data for this statistic came from the Journal of the American Medical Association and the Center for Disease Control, not me. People say, well, why are you so hard on doctors, Wallach? Well, if they didn't give me the information, I couldn't do it, could I? I'm just a reporter here. I'm not making this stuff up. And here's what they said. Here's what these agencies said. Each year in America, medical doctors kill, injure, and infect 15 million of their customers or workplace. Each year in America, medical doctors kill, injure, and infect 15 million of their customers in their workplace. 5.8 million in hospitals, 9.2 million in private offices and clinics. And they get a walk. They don't even get an OSHA ticket, Pastor. Don't even get an OSHA ticket. When I talk about accidents, kill, injure, and infect, let's say injury. Let's just look at this 28-year-old girl. One of our distributors gave me this from Orlando, Florida. This little gal here, 28 years old, went into, and I purposely put this one backwards because I didn't want you to read it yet. Okay, this 28-year-old girl went in to have her first baby, little Hispanic girl, and she came out of anesthesia, so you know there's a problem here. She came out of anesthesia, her arms were amputated at the elbows, her legs were amputated at her groin. And she said, my God, and she's weeping and yelling, what happened to my baby? And they said, well, your baby's perfect. Well, what happened to me? Well, you'll have to sue us to find out. So she and her husband, her daddy, sued the doctor in the hospital. They found out the doctor was drunk, and he had this hallucination that she had flesh-eating strep, so he cut her arms and legs off. He repeated that 6 months later in a lady who came in with kidney stones. He's still working at that hospital, never missed a paycheck, never had his license suspended for 1 second. That afternoon, after he cut her arms and legs off, when he sobered up, he went out and played golf all that afternoon. And this is what she has to deal with. She cannot wipe her bottom. She cannot feed herself unless it's liquid with a straw. She cannot hold her baby's face in her hand. She cannot comb her baby's hair. And the doctor gets a walk. That was 2004, and she's still not been paid a penny. They're hoping she'll die so they don't have to pay her nothing. Well, if I were her husband, wanting to stay out of jail, I'd make me a 3-foot by 8-foot color card here, you know, on a stick. I'd say, Dr. So-and-so at this hospital, such and such, did this to my wife, who went in to have a baby, for goodness sakes, and if I were her father, I'd say, my daughter, Dr. So-and-so, did this to her. I'd make me 100 of those, and every spare moment, I'd be picketing that hospital. I'd be handing out little brochures to people, and I guarantee it, within 48 hours, I'd have 100 people boycotting that hospital. That doctor's going to be gone. Okay? Everybody in Orlando, this is a cover story, front page of the newspaper. That's why she sent me these pictures from the newspaper. Everybody, isn't that a shame? And nobody does nothing. This just happened to these two ladies. This cover story, USA Today, September 14th this year, 2011. They go into this guy's office for liposuction. He killed these two girls in his office. Their doctor, like many in the booming cosmetic surgery field, wasn't board certified, but there's no law to stop him. Well, believe me, the board certified ones kill them too. All they had to do was get on the Almighty 90, the 90 for life, the SlenderFX weight management system, and they wouldn't have been killed. Well, what did that doctor do? He gave the husbands and the daddies his card, said, call my insurance man and they'll settle. Where's the pickets? Where's the protest? This came out in 1998, but this happens year after year after year, every year. This study was done by the Center for Disease Control, again, out of Atlanta. 2 million Americans are infected in hospitals each year. Of those 2 million that are infected each year, 90,000 die each year. 90,000 die each year! Now, we went to war in Afghanistan and Iraq for strangers coming in killing 3,000 of us 11 years ago. Here's one trade in America kills 90,000 a year because they don't wash their hands. They go from room to room to room in that hospital. They go from examining room in their little offices. They wear the same little white coat that's been hanging in the locker for a month, covered with blood, poop, pus, pee, carrying those germs from room to room. That's right. We do a better job for pigs. In pigs, you go into a barn, you don't live there, you don't work there. They make you go into a shower with disinfectant soap, put on these sterilized coveralls and boots. You got to stand in all this disinfectant with a brush, brush your boots. We don't lose one pig from an infection. We lose 90,000 people killed and 2 million infected from doctors. Come on now. That's why we have Pure Works. Our sanitizer spray. God, I hope you don't ever have to take anybody to a hospital. It should only be emergency when they get run over by a truck. Otherwise, don't take them. Because we can do most things without going to a hospital. Don't go to a hospital for minor things. You'll see why in a moment. It's very scary. But you need to stand in that door with your little Pure Work spray. A doctor comes up and you see what looks to be a coffee stain on his pocket. That's somebody's blood. He's got shoes on, instead of rubber boots, and he's out there outside that door disinfecting them. So you get naked right now, I'm going to spray you off before you come in here. Then you get somebody in your family to run up and down the halls yelling, help, help! You know, attract somebody. Take pictures of his dirty coat. This came out November of last year. A little over a year ago, hospital care failed for some patients. Results of Medicare study alarming. The study was done by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General, which essentially was the auditor for Medicare. This study was done by the auditor for Medicare. And what they said was this. Each month in America, medical doctors kill 15,000 Medicare patients in hospitals. Now, the bad boys only killed 3,000 of us once 11 years ago. Now, that's not me. That's the auditor for Medicare. How many remember Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes? He died 1 month after he retired, age 92. And they make a fun story, you know, in the newspaper. They say, well, what would Andy Rooney be saying about heaven? Oh, he'd be complaining. You know, he's this little curmudgeon, and he's a complainer. And he'd be complaining about the angels playing their harps too loud so he couldn't take a nap and all that kind of stuff. No. That's not what he would be complaining about. What did he die from? Did anybody know what he died from? You want to know? Now, you can go and Google Andy Rooney, and this is what they will say. It's in the newspaper, front page story everywhere. I read 15 different versions of it, trying to find his cause of death, and here's what they said. He died from complications of a minor procedure. He died from complications of a minor procedure, and I guarantee you, here's what it was. He said, Andy, you know, you're 92 years old, and we look in your records, and we see you've never had a colonoscopic exam. Especially as you do a colonoscopic exam on you here. You know, we do this all the time, no problems. You'll be out of here in an hour, and we'll just check, make sure you don't have colon cancer. And he said, well, okay, why not? You know, I'm not going to play golf for a week. Why not? They punctured his intestine and killed him. And so you know why they won't tell you what it is? Because you know what happened if they said they killed Andy Rooney with a colonoscopic exam? There'd be all these calls coming in the switchboard. Cancel, 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 cancel. So he died of complications of a minor procedure. But I'm digging. I'll go out and I'll take one of those surgeons out for a whiskey. I'll find out. Better yet, I'll send a cute little, one of those pharmaceutical reps, about 20 years old with a miniskirt and a recorder. I'll find out. This came out August of this year, Newsweek cover article. Cover article, Newsweek. Said the one word that will save your life in a hospital. You think that guy looks like he's terrified? He's not even anesthetized, and these five surgeons are ready to stick their knife in his chest. Because, you see, if they just touch him with a scalpel, if he dies that moment, they still get paid full pay. They don't have to do nothing.